Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
And good morning, it's Lupe, Classic Hits 92.7, 95.3. St. Croix Regional Family Health Center has a new executive director, CEO. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and along his journey, Dr. Michael Farrell joins us in the Street Beat. Welcome, and thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
No problem. So how does that quote resonate with you?
Yeah. So that quote was actually something that my high school coach, Art Greenlaw, who he was my football coach at the time, he always said, and it was, you know, it was about football and about, you know, the season and how you start off. And then really everywhere that I've ever been, it was just a really applicable quote where you could take a minute to say, hey, you know, every project, everything that we're doing, you know, it's going to be step by step to get where we want to get. And you have to focus on not only the big picture, but also all the steps that it's going to take to get where we need to get. And so whether that's been a big project or some type of expansion, it's always been that way for me, is let's focus on the here and the now to get where we want to get long term.
And sometimes you trip along the way.
You do it a few times.
While you're taking those steps.
That's right. That's part of growing.
Yep. Talk about your background and what you were doing before you came to Down East Maine.
Yep. So I'm originally from Lincoln, Maine, and prior to coming down here, I was working up at Katahdin Valley Health Center, which is another federally qualified health center. They're based out of Patton, but they have clinics all the way from Ashland all the way down to Dover Foxtrot now, and I served as the chief operations officer there. So, you know, certainly very similar that way, where serving the mission of a federally qualified health center in rural Maine. But, you know, I'm looking forward to stepping into this role and getting to lead an organization. And I have a great one to lead, that's for sure.
Nice. So why did you consider it and then accept it?
So I had, you know, a wonderful interview process with all the folks there. And one of the things that really drew me to it was I saw what a strong organization that it was from a quality of care standpoint. And to me, that was important, to step into an organization where the providers were already providing really high quality care. St. Croix back in 2022, they received the gold medal for the gold badge from HRSA, which is our governing body. And so that's given to the top 10% of health centers nationally. And so, you know, to be able to step into an organization that is very sound in so many ways, but one way in particular, the quality of care that's delivered, that was a critical thing for me.
So right now, talk about some of the services that the Regional Family Health Center offers currently.
Yeah, so right now we're offering medical, behavioral health, and dental services. And right now, that right there is really serving a good number of patients. We serve about, I'd say between all those service lines, around 3,400 patients. So that's a good number. And, you know, we're looking at all the ways that we can expand different things. We recently, you know, purchased a spirometry unit. So that way we can serve patients from having to travel down to Bangor and get that done down there. And so just little things like that that we can bring into the community to help reduce any barriers for folks getting things done.
You mentioned a word there. What was that thing?
Spirometry. So that measures when you say that you have COPD or asthma, the pulmonologist wants to see some baseline testing.
Okay.
And so right now at our health center, we're having folks drive down to Bangor to get that done, and then the pulmonologist would see them. And so it was funny. I was talking to our medical director. I'd taken a trip down to Bangor from our health center, and I said, hey, you know, what are we doing for this? And he said, well, he goes, you know, now that you mention it, we don't have one of those. And I said, we should look into that. I said, do you send a good number of folks for that? And he said, yeah, I do. And so we took a look at it and we said, okay, well, last year, how many folks did we send for that? And it was, I think, 334.
Oh, wow.
And I said, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, that makes it worth it. And you guys work on a fee scale.
So sliding fee discount, and what that is that's based upon that's income and family size based. So and we use the federal poverty guidelines, and what it is anywhere is between 0% and 200% of that, you qualify for varying discounts, and you can get services for as low as $20 at our health center,
depending on what you make, how much you make during the year.
And that's applicable to all of our service lines.
All right. Sounds good. I know you haven't been there that long, but are you anticipating any changes at the health center anytime soon?
Yeah. So in the coming weeks, we'll be making an announcement, actually, that we're going to start back up our early access hours, which got discontinued with COVID. But what that was is in the morning, we had early access hours where our patients could walk in. And I think that that's important because, you know, as much as we still hear that folks are getting COVID, it's time to start moving forward a little bit on that. And that's part of this. That's part of a next step for our health center. And so I think that that will be good because right now, there's not a lot of options for that kiddo that has an earache and they just need to be seen, or maybe a sore throat and mom and dad want to bring a kiddo in, or anybody in the community. And so that will be 7:30 to 8:30 daily. Like I said, we'll announce when it's going to start. It's going to be here in a couple weeks.
So what are the hours right now?
So right now we're 8:30 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and then 8 to noon on Friday.
Okay.
And then we are from 7:30 to 7 on Tuesday and Thursday, but we don't have any early access hours. Mm. And so we're going to be putting those in from 7:30 to 8:30 daily.
Nice.
So that way.
So how did COVID affect the industry from your standpoint, and what are some of the challenges that you guys had?
Yeah, so COVID really turned the whole industry upside down and kind of felt like, I think one of the biggest ripples that we saw was it really backed up a pipeline that was already stretched thin in specialty care. And so, you know, say a dermatologist was already booking out 18 months, now they're booking out 24 because of COVID. And so really that was the biggest thing, is it really limited access. I would say some of the good things that it did was it created more robust infection control processes, more awareness around things, better patient education materials became available for folks. So I do think that there was some silver linings, if you will, as much as it's hard to see those things.
Yeah. So we're about to wrap it up here. Is there anything else that you want to add?
No, I'm just looking forward to working here in the community, and hopefully, you know, if anybody wants to know anything more, reach out to our health center, and we're happy to help you out.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
What do you do on the off hours?
Oh, I got a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old that keep me plenty busy.
So. Well, that's good. That's good.
Absolutely.
All right. Dr. Michael Farrell, St. Croix Regional Family Health Center's new executive director, CEO. Thank you for joining us on the Street Beat.
Thank you.
And this is Lupe. You're listening to Classic Hits 92.7, 95.3.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.